voice of freedom and grace and peace, stay alive. Now my face is going to spin in about 60 seconds as we go into the cities on the half hour. And I decided that was enough about Jimmy. One side of me hates to see the world have the satisfaction of someone that even talks about God at all, making a jerk of himself. But if it walks like a jerk, talks like a jerk, it is a jerk. So I can't defend him any longer. Let's get on with the job that God called us to do, okay?
Yes, preachers, they must there be seen, be upset, or acting mean. Musicians must not play too loud, or jazzy like that worldly crowd. I don't like it.
The doctor is in. Not a lot of hoopy, just straight talk with Dr. Gene Scott.
Oh, how to be the same. They say don't do this and do that, and then God will love you. I don't like it. God don't like it too.
Now we're in the post-Mother's Day week, and we have a goal to reach. When we calculated on Sunday, with the shortage, and the shortage is easy to explain. We did a great victory in April, but obviously some that was mailed on the night of the last day of the month didn't get here that same night. Even Pony Express couldn't get it here from New York. So we couldn't close the books out until the second. And with the short first week, we came into Sunday with a little bit of a deficit, and I don't intend to let it grow. No matter what, we have to have, I think it's 231,000 a week if you multiply 7 times 33. And the shortage brought it up to an exact 300,000. That's like waving a red flag at a bull. We can do 300,000. We have claimed the promise over these many years by the 300, will I save? How many times we've tackled that 300? For so many years, we pushed to get 300,000 a month. Then as God began to bless us and expand, it seemed like every major step cost 300,000. The uplink, the mobile unit, the windfall steal, really, of buying Dockstar One for 300,000. 300 is like opportunities arrived. Now 300,000 must come in by Sunday night. We're not asking anybody to give with crying babies or starving multitudes, or even empty, hungry faces that need the gospel. We know that. And we know that there's a lot of needs in the world. But I still insist that the way the ministry is to be supported is for people to recognize God's claim on their life and give that which God has told them to give for the reasons that he told them to give. And if you've been listening at all the last several weeks, we've been striking one note each Sunday and illustrating it abundantly. It is not something incidental to Christianity that we give. We do not give because God needs it. Giving and the making of givers, I paused on the word making because it is the Spirit's work, is the purpose of the church. Not the only purpose, doesn't exhaust the purpose, but it is one of those distinguishing qualities that identifies the Christian. As a diamond has distinguishing characteristics, and if it's a true diamond, it has all of those characteristics. The one for brightness and the one for hardness, and each distinguishing mark is present if it's a diamond. Giving is one of the distinguishing characteristics of Christian. I don't even have to say Christian behavior. Of Christian. If Christian means follower of Christ, you're going to be a giver. And it is one of the reason for being purposes of the church. And the making of givers is a central purpose of the church. And a teaching pastor will make that his primary message content. As the gospel is a primary reason for being function of the church, the response which is giving to God that which is his and recognizing God's claim is the counterbalance to that. Cannot get any closer to God, as I said Sunday. You cannot do anything more righteous than giving. Now, only those that I've taught and understand that are going to do it, and those that I've taught and understand it will see this as the Macedonian Christians saw it, as an opportunity that made them beg with much begging that they might participate with Paul. Now, 300,000 is not that much more than what the ordinary week should produce. I'm asking once again that 300 people give $300 by Sunday night. I want the flags back on the map, and you that haven't told us that you're going to, we want 300 flags on that map every month. The rest of you, your regular tithes and offering, you can make your commitment for the whole month of May. But at the same time, tell me what you are sending in between now and Sunday night, midnight. Also want to know you'll be in the King's House Sunday. As I carry forward on the subject of giving, carve out some new territory in God's book on that subject. So get to the telephone now as the music plays and tell me what you are sending in by next Sunday. Old, new pledge, regular tithes, offerings, whatever. In support of the teaching for the reasons that the teaching gives, get on the telephone. Thank you. Baxter, Texas. I made a pledge of 120 the other night, and it will be in the mail tomorrow. I've never been blessed as much as I have been during your teaching on giving. It's an excellent message. Please keep it up. Buffalo, New York. Nice to hear from you. Hello. Michigan, near Traverse City. I find him very educational and interesting. I enjoy watching. I appreciate him not scrambling his signal. The reason I first started watching was that my satellite dish dealer programmed Doc's channel into my dish. So his program was the first thing I saw when I tuned into this satellite. He must watch too. Clearwater, Florida. I just listened, and for once in my life, I've heard someone who can set me free. Keep telling it like it is, because today's churches have put a stagnation on Christianity, but your teaching adds fresh new life to it. I was about ready to quit going to church and being a Christian. Thank you for setting me free. I'll support you and you only. Well, that's nice. Out of Florida. Now, if you've been listening these last few weeks, and don't take your seats, I won't be that long. The repetition of God's word should have registered. For these many years, I've said I major on the repeatables of God's book, the things he says over and over again in many different places, so often, so many different ways, that it jumps out at you and you can't miss it. Not some little isolated verse of scripture. Everywhere you turn. I've used it as an illustration, haven't really camped out on it. But Matthew 6 has been important to us down through the years because of Jesus' admonition on giving in secret in order to ensure your heavenly rewards. Giving is synonymous with righteousness. So much so that in the King James they translate two different words with alms. When you give your alms, don't parade it on the street corner as the Pharisee does. the Greek word, is the word for righteousness. Second verse, but when you give alms, do it in secret, that your heavenly Father might reward you in secret. There the word translated alms is the Greek word that is the giving of money, from which we get the word eleemosynary for charitable. And I hate to tie the word charitable to it, because it is an unselfish kind of giving. That's the root of the word, which is why we call them charitable institutions, eleemosynary. The point made is, Matthew 6 opens with the general word for righteousness. The King James people translated it alms. Then the second verse, also alms, translates a different word, which is the giving of money or things. It then goes to prayer. It's a chapter that has the Lord's Prayer, and we're told to pray in secret, go in a closet, and shut the door. It then goes to fasting. Long a practice of people seeking to heighten their relationship with God by a disciplined taking of control, which is the real meaning of fasting, and not carried to excess, taking control of the demands of the flesh, even hunger. And as Paul said, all things are lawful, but I'll be brought into bondage to none, or be brought under none. Even taking one of the strongest appetites of the flesh and bringing it under for a time in order to not just prove that you can do it, but as most of you know, when you do without food a little while, it's easier to do without it. That ever-grabbing demand of hunger that hits you at certain times every day, you know that's true when you start dieting. It's the first 2 or 3 days are the toughest. Then the appetite grab on you becomes a little easier to control. And after you stop eating a while, you're not hungry all the time. And the distraction of that demand enables a grabbing for attention pressure on your conscious mind to be shoved a little more to the periphery in order to focus the being on spiritual things, which is the more proper use of fasting rather than just the fasting to show that you've been fasting. And the whole point Jesus is making is a point that flies in the face of those who fast for spiritual pride. They do it as an end in itself, and they love to parade their suffering countenance and show off their deprivation. He said, when you fast, wash your face when you're going out. In essence, don't parade what you're doing. Let this be a secret thing you do with God, and let its purposes be upward rather than horizontal. All three of these, that the last two are easily accepted by most people in the religious frame as high on the totem pole of spiritual activity. And the first and second verse, by the mistranslation of the King James that makes both words translate alms, makes this look like a simple string of beads statements by Christ rather than an overall general premise being stated with three subheads under it. The overall general premise is the first verse. When you do your righteousness, don't parade it on a street corner, which would include, by the way, though God would not call either one of them righteousness, not bragging over television that liquor never touched your lips, or you never darkened the door of a nightclub, or a cigarette never touched your lips. It's this prideful parading for the contributions it makes to your spiritual imagery to fellow men that Jesus is coming up against. when you do your righteousness, anything that qualifies as righteousness, do it unto God, not unto men. Don't parade it before fellow men. Then he illustrates, such as when you give your alms, second verse, when you pray, and he gives the Lord's Prayer, which now for centuries people have prayed in public when he said do it in the closet. When you fast, the first in the list of righteousness that should not be done before men, but should be done before God and produces heavenly rewards, first in the list, giving. Now, wherever we've turned, all the other illustrations have been saying the same thing. That giving is not incidental, it's not an add-on, it's not something you do in order to stay alive as a church. It is one of the central expressions of Christianity, that Christianity has not achieved its purpose on its clients and has not produced the true Christian unless they are givers, and givers the right way. That's what we've been saying week after week. Now, you listen to the message two nights in a row, what are you going to do about it? I'll tell you what those that have eyes to see and ears to hear are going to do. They're going to make this 300,000 a pushover by Sunday. Get on the telephone. Make your response now. And if this is where you've been taught and get your spiritual food, then tell me what you're sending in by Sunday night. Dothan, Alabama, new watcher. I wanted to let you know I've been watching you. I've only been watching for a short time, and you answer questions I've been asking all my life. You can bet that when I get a job, I'll be supporting you. Duchesne, Utah, new watcher. You're the only one on satellite of a Christian or religious faith that I will even pause to look at. When you say something, I know I can believe it. Hey, I want to hear from some more like that.
Yeah,
choir said. Get on the telephone now, look. Los Angeles area and San Francisco area, don't make me have to ask you a second time. We win these victories by you getting on the phone and keeping faith in here. Now get on the telephone. I don't want to get upset tonight. I'm going to real quick if you don't start talking to me. Thank you. Carrollton, Texas. I saw Dr. Scott for the first time 3 weeks ago and haven't turned him off since. I have looked 10 years for someone who can teach the Bible clearly and correctly. Sending $100 tomorrow. Visalia, California, 35 years ago, I was a teenage runaway from an abusive home. I became a church hopper looking for one that taught the right message. And Doc's the only one. Thank you for your teaching. Double tithe is sent and the total's already. All the other churches I went to said Jesus died for my sins. Then they would put me in chains. What a contradiction. Jesus set me free and they chained me up again. Thank you for setting me free with your teaching. You're welcome. Somebody called and said, what channel are you on in Tampa area? 32. Here's somebody calling from Tampa. Says, a friend of mine said she thought she saw Dr. Scott on an ad for the Nightline program that will be airing tomorrow night. The topic's going to be TV evangelists. Is tomorrow night when they're doing a prime time? Remember I told you many months back they'd contacted me about a prime time special on TV evangelists. I told him I wasn't a specimen of the species and I wouldn't talk to him. I'd be caught on the same program with TV evangelists for fear I'd catch spiritual AIDS. Now, if they're using any clips of me, they're doing it without permission. San Mateo, Doc, I want to become, and you guys back there check it so you can record it. Doc, I want to become a King's House. I used to watch a couple of years ago and have started watching again. New King's House, 47,285. Now, I always enjoy this. I always enjoy this. I'm on a fixed income. That isn't what I enjoy, but the next I enjoy. I mean, I believe God has ways of unfixing and blessing people surprisingly. I'm on a fixed income and cannot give much, but I plan on quitting smoking, which will enable me to send about $50 more a month. Now, what I enjoy is here I sit smoking a pipe, and you'd be surprised how many people call. I say, I don't care. You take a drink? I don't think anyone ever woke up with a hangover that I've met that says it's fun getting drunk that next morning. I've never been drunk, not for spiritual reasons. I just like to see everything coming at me. I don't let the dentist use Novocaine if I can hold out long enough. Not because I don't believe in medicine. You know, there have been a few times I'm like Bill Cosby's wife in that joke that he tells, give me more, I want morphine. I just don't think you ought to relate those things to righteousness. And it's amazing how many people have quit smoking since they started listening to me. Now, most of those people, they'd probably been captured by the habit. God set them free. Paul said all things are lawful. You just won't be brought into bondage to any. The Spirit of God changes people without me hammering my image down your throat. I don't drive fast cars. I've never got much of a kick out of going 180 miles an hour on a straightaway as a drag racer. That's not my bag. I'd rather get in my jet. And if you go airborne, you've got some gliding ability. There's nothing more individual than Christianity. And I enjoy reading these messages because I can read them by... I've never put anybody down for anything. But I've watched thousands be delivered from things that encroached upon their freedom as their eyes were opened and they knew they were in bondage and they were set free not only from the fundamentalists but from things that had had them bound. That's what I teach, that you practice faith. I'm not going to tell anybody they have to change, but look out, you might experience changes you never ever conceived as God's Spirit touches your life. Now, Dallas, Texas did a little better this past month. Thought I'd tell you that. Those who watch on the station, you were still $4,477.31 in the red. That's a lot less than it's been. 10,000-15,000 is what it's been. And the people in the Dallas area that have their own dishes contributed $4,569.10. The combination of dishes and on-air station. The dishes don't cost us anything. We pay the satellite. We have to write checks to the station. But the combination of dishes and those who watch the station put them in the black this past month. The station itself still in the red, but you've gotten the black. Now, I told you, I'll tell you when it happened. We don't ask the cities to do anything but pay their own airtime. The check that we write for the city as a testimonial that there's, spiritually speaking, fertile soil in that town. Jesus commands you to go to a city, and if they don't receive the message, shake the dust off your feet and leave. So I've set a criteria of response to the message. All the people that I teach, when God's word grips you, you're going to be givers. That's a nice introduction to reading from Dallas. Pledging $20,000. I inherited a large sum of money from my mother. Her will be probated in about 2 weeks, which time we're planning to fly to Los Angeles with a cashier's check. $20,000 from me. Bittner, Missouri. Bittner, Missouri. I just found this program this morning. I can't find Dr. Scott listed in TV satellite guides. What satellite channel is this? He says what's been needed by the church world for a long, long time. I'm telling you, 569 people gave for the first time in the month of April. And the total reached 3,451. We held the ground and went beyond. Now, if those same people who gave in April would give something in May, we could top 4,000 this month en route to 7,000 armor bearers. Now get excited, get on telephone, and help us do it the right way. Come on.